Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Jim Robb saying cheaper corn helping calf prices. Back on that in just a moment.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit RelentlessProtection.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Latest USDA crop production numbers showing a record corn yield in this country. Over 181 bushels an acre expected by Uncle Sam. And Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says that bodes well for calf prices this fall.
If we look back historically in the Southern Plains, about a 10-cent move per bushel on corn price up or down pushes the Southern Plains calf price up or down in the reverse pattern by about a dollar per hundredweight. So, you know, clearly corn is a major cost of production for the feedlots, and that does feed back into calf and yearling prices rather quickly. Now, we already had yearling prices priced that our latest break-evens for placing animals last month was about $128 per hundredweight. So we've taken these feeder cattle prices up, but they continue to ratchet up on the corn crop. And as you mentioned, USDA came out with a national average corn yield of over 181 bushels per acre, by far a record high corn yield nationally. And that pushed down corn prices, especially in the cash market, been supportive of feeder cattle prices, probably more than anticipated.
And Jim, based on where we are right now with this corn crop, expected to be a bumper one, most certainly here in 2018, that should help us, it looks like probably, what, well into the fall and the early days of 2019 as well.
Absolutely. You know, in some areas we have some rather high-cost hay, but other feedstuffs seem to be very favorably priced, and especially here in the short term as we move to the new crop. The cash markets have softened significantly for major feedstuffs in the last couple of weeks. Especially for soybean meal and cottonseed meal, that may continue here a little bit longer.
So more reasonable feed costs, whether you're talking about hay, whether you're talking about feed grains, whether you're talking about protein, those more reasonable feed costs most certainly helpful to our cattle business bottom line. Now, let's talk a little bit about wholesale box beef trade, Jim, if we might. What's going on there?
Well, the box beef market, this is typically a time of the year where the box beef is marking lower almost every week, and I think the major story in that wholesale beef market was in the negotiated trade or the cash market in that meat side. The tonnage was very robust last week. In fact, the largest tonnage for any week in that negotiated trade since mid-July. So we moved a lot of meat in the marketplace. That's a pretty positive sign, especially at this time of year, that there is some potential momentum behind this marketplace fundamentally to support the cattle markets.
And one evidence of that, according to Jim Robb, is when you start diving into the various components of the carcass and you look at the overall value of those individual components.
The overall cutout values were above a year ago for the month of August. Again, the prime was down a little bit. But if we look at the underlying components, the rib component was up 3 to 4%. Again, the prime was the down component there. And the loin was up 2 to 4%. So that's part of the story fundamentally behind our meat market reflecting this underlying consumer demand for products. We step back a little bit more, though, and we look at, you know, the non-steak types of cuts, and those two prior categories reflect those. The chuck was up 4 to 5% year over year, which is pretty strong for the chuck. Now, the chuck has evolved over the last decade or so where we get more steak cuts out of the chuck. The round was down 4 to 5% year over year, and the brisket was up 15 to 20% year over year,
wow,
reflecting the strong component, especially in our restaurant industry and increasingly in grocery stores for cooked brisket products and even for people cooking those at home. So we're seeing some dynamic changes in the marketplace. Again, the prime is under some pressure. It's still at a premium, and that mostly is a steak item because of larger supplies. But then we look at all the other categories, and there's some real winners, and those would be, you know, to some extent, the steak cuts, and then certainly the brisket component has been the stellar backbone in the overall beef marketplace.
Director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up this Thursday, September 20th, broadcast live from Fort Worth, Texas, on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time is Thursday. 18,500 head will be offered. For more information, when a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117 for more information. Superior Livestock. And we remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.